The term New Evangelical has been coined in recent church history. You see, what was once considered evangelical is now better termed ecumenical. So what is wrong with joining hands and having just one church for all Christians? Can't we just get along without being critical of what others believe? Over the years I've been a Christian, I've witnessed a lot of changes with regard to what evangelical Christians promote and believe. There was a time when an evangelical meant you accepted the Bible as the inerrant word of God. Genesis was God's revelation to man about origins. Bible prophecy was important, and the faithful were looking for the soon return of Jesus Christ. The church was the church, and Israel was Israel. Not so today. The new evangelicals have reinvented the Christian faith. Genesis has been downgraded to a Babylonian myth. The Word of God is no longer accurate now that the scholars with their credentials from universities have given their verdict. The Second Coming can't happen until we establish the kingdom here on planet Earth. As well, now that the Church has replaced Israel, why not join forces with Rome and get the job done? The rate Christianity is being redefined causes me to wonder how much longer will it be before the Bible is no longer on the reading list for Christians. If you're purpose-driven, your purpose in life is to read purpose-driven books. If you're in the emerging church, you're required to read books written by Richard Foster, Henry Nouwen, Thomas Merton, or study spiritual exercises written by Ignatius Loyola, founder of the Jesuits. The Bible has become obsolete. Bible schools that once taught the Bible have abandoned the Word of God for the Word of Man. Not only has Genesis become a myth and evolution a fact, monastic disciplines are promoted as a means of getting closer to Jesus. One Bible school that's become a college sends students to a Roman Catholic church for Mass. As one more example, to show how evangelicals have become ecumenical and apostate, I'm going to quote from a poster that was sent to me, posted at a so-called evangelical church. This poster was an invitation from the local Roman Catholic church. Here's what the poster stated. Please join for a celebration welcoming the arrival of the Ark of the New Covenant to promote the deeper appreciation of the mystery of Christ's presence in the Eucharist in the spiritual preparation for the Eucharistic Congress 2008 in Quebec City. End of quote. Now, it's amazing to me that only a few can see what is happening. For those who do, they're being singled out as resistors who need to be shut up or shut down. Evangelicals have been duped into believing that ecumenism and evangelicalism are synonymous. History shows us that many of the reformers died when they refused to accept Rome's compulsory teaching that Jesus was present in the Eucharist. What has changed today? Wake up! Rome is still Rome, and the presence of Christ in the Eucharist is still the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Be prepared for what's coming. If you resist the new evangelicalism, you'll be considered dangerous.